This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Election Commission will announce poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The Commission will hold a press conference this afternoon in New Delhi in this regard. The term of 70-member Delhi Assembly is going to end on 23rd of February. Ruling Aam Aadmi Party has already announced its candidates for all the assembly seats in the national capital, while BJP has so far announced 29 candidates. More than 1 crore 55 lakh voters are registered in Delhi, comprising over 83 lakh male voters, more than 71 lakh female voters, and 1,261 third-gender voters. According to Delhi's Chief Electoral Office, more than 52,000 voters have been added between the age group of 18 to 19 years in the last 2 months. The office said it has received over 5.1 lakh new enrollment forms since the 16th of last month. An earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hit Nepal this morning. Tremors were also felt in Bihar and West Bengal. More details on this from our Kathmandu correspondent.
The Kathmandu Valley felt earthquake tremors at 6:50 a.m. early this morning today. The earthquake measured 7.1 on the Richter scale and hit 93 km northeast of Lubuche in Nepal. According to Lok Vijay Adhikari, a senior divisional seismologist at Department of Minerals and Geology in Nepal, the epicenter of the earthquake is Dinghi County of Tibet in China. The tremor occurred at 6:50 a.m., which panicked people mostly in the eastern hilly district, including Solokhumbu, Okhaldunga, Khotang, Shankhuvasabha, Bhojpur and even in Tarai. According to sources from Saleri, headquarters of Solokhumbu district, there was no damage at Saleri Bazaar in Solokhumbu, which borders Tibet in China. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
In Bihar, tremors of earthquake were felt in several parts, including Patna, Supaul, Araria, Shihar, Sivan and other regions. Due to panic, people were seen outside their houses and apartments. Details are awaited. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Bharat Poll portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that today is going to be a landmark day as the Bharat Poll portal developed by CBI will be launched. He said it will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing their global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. Mr. Shah will also present police medals to 35 CBI officers who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. In Assam, Army has launched a joint specialized team operation with the State and National Disaster Response Force to rescue 9 trapped coal miners in Umrangso in Dimahasyo district. In a post on social media, Assam CM Hemant Biswa Sarma yesterday sought the assistance of the Army for rescue and also asked his cabinet colleague to reach the accident site immediately to monitor the rescue operation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain the Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Mr. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa yesterday, the Prime Minister said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament was paralysed for months. In squash, India's Anhat Singh has clinched the under-17 girls singles title at the British Junior Open in Birmingham, England. The 16-year-old top seed Indian defeated Malaika El Kareski of Egypt 3-2 in the summit clash last evening. Anhat came from behind twice to secure the win with scores of 4-11, 11-9, 6-11, 11-5 and 11-3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.